Hi, welcome back. It is our 8 o'clock hour. Al, I would like to read for you the top five broadcasters in the history of Philadelphia sports.
All right, number five to number one.
As decreed by Philly Magazine in their current edition. All right, okay. Number five, the legendary Richie Ashburn.
Very nice.
Fine choice.
Fine choice.
Number four, unusually high for a guy who has not been here all that long, Scott Fransky.
Oh, wow. That is high.
He got in the top five.
About ahead of Richie?
He's ahead of Richie. Richie, five. Fransky, four.
Wow.
Three, a man you knew and admired greatly, Al. The great Gene Hart.
Gino.
What a great
Still
hockey guy.
Got his picture at the Capitol Grill in Cherry Hill.
Great hockey broadcast. Number two, in an upset, because a lot of people would say one, Harry Callis.
Harry Callis is second. What kind of legend beats Harry Callis?
And number one is on the line right now with us. Mm-hmm. Hello, Merrill Reese.
Hi, Ange.
Wow. Number one. Merrill, your reaction to this honor at Philly Mac?
I'm just honored to be grouped with some of these wonderful voices, some of these wonderful broadcasters. The fact that I mentioned and talked about, it's nice to be appreciated. I don't want to sound like Sally Fields, but, you know, it's nice when somebody likes you.
And you know what, Merrill, I'll say this. Whether you're one, you're two, you're three, whatever you are, you love the job as much as anybody I've ever seen in any job. Why? What is it about being the voice of the Eagles that you love so much?
I love the sport. I love all sports, but football is my very, very favorite. I love this team. I grew up here. I rooted for this team forever. This is the team that I loved. I wore the Eagles jerseys as a little kid. I went to Franklin Field with my dad. I looked up at the broadcast booth and watched Bill Campbell and said, boy, maybe someday that could be me. And it was a dream, and I love doing it. I love it more every single year. I have never stopped appreciating it, and I've never stopped pinching myself and saying, I can't believe I am really broadcasting the Eagles games. And I feel that way every single season. It is never, ever something that I take for granted. And not only that, I'm doing a sport that I love, the team that I love, and for the most knowledgeable fans in the entire National Football League. I really feel a responsibility to be at my best every single week because these people know what they're watching and they deserve the best effort possible.
All right, then this is perfectly timed there, Merrill, because in the past 24 hours, Donovan McNabb and DeSean Jackson have taken shots at these very fans you just honored. And they basically said they're too critical, they're too demanding of the players that play of the Eagles, and that it may even have a negative effect on the performance of those players. What's your response to that?
I don't believe that for a single second. These are fans that have come out, good, bad, terrible weather, teams that are losing, and they are still out there every single week. And every week there's renewed hope that this can be the week that they turn it around. And they love these fans, and they wear these players, and they wear their jerseys. These fans are amazing. I was at practice yesterday, the way they reacted, the way they chanted the names. I mean, they were chanting the name of Jordan Matthews. He's been here, what, 5 minutes? And they're chanting, Jordan. I mean, it was amazing. Amazing.
Now, what was the reaction? There was a little altercation, right, between Macklin and Bradley Fletcher, right?
Sure.
What was their reaction there? Because I've always found that the people in this city enjoy a little fisticuff activity.
Oh, they do. And that's as much a part of training camp as I was about to say hitting tackling dummies, but there's not a whole lot of hitting these days. But, you know, it's just part of camp. I mean, I can go back and tell you, and you remember when Stan Waters used to tee off with Lem Burnham, and that signified that it was the start of training camp. The only thing is you don't hear the collisions that you used to hear them. But today, a fight or scuffle here and there, it spices things up a little bit. And you remember, and we spoke about this on the air right afterwards, the Eagles went to Suwanee, Georgia to work out a combined workout one day with the Falcons before a season. And that scrimmage ended in a free-for-all with both benches emptying and about 90 guys wrestling in the center of the field.
Those were the good old days, Mo. Donnie Brooks at Trady Care. Let's get to what's going on with the team right now, Mel, because I want to read your mind. You obviously, when the season ended last year, we went, wow, we got something here. Now they come back. Are you feeling the same vibe early at training camp? What are you feeling as a guy who's been around this team for four decades?
Best team in the NFC East by far. They are the hands down division to winner. I mean, there's no doubt that this is the best team in the division going in. And if they stay healthy, they are a legitimate Super Bowl threat. Now, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself and start to tell you that, yeah, they're going to the Super Bowl, we should expect it, because you can also put probably five teams in the NFC and maybe five teams in the AFC into that category. But this is a team that has a shot going into the season. If you stay relatively healthy at the key positions, this team could, if everything goes right, go the distance.
Absolutely, Mel. I agree. And I'm gonna go through some of the things that people are saying that are concerns. And I'll start with Foles, because people are going, yeah. I don't know if you heard McNabb yesterday. Did you hear Donovan yesterday?
I heard the cuts that you played this morning.
Donovan is basically saying, yeah, now the focus is on him. And in this city, the pressure is going to be turned way up. I don't know if he's going to be able to handle it. You've been around a lot longer than Donovan, Merrill. What do you think?
Nick is impervious to that pressure. It doesn't bother him, but he's very cool. He's very nonchalant. He's not a kid who chokes. He's got a certain calm about him. He's not exuberant. He's not out there. He's not a celebrity quarterback, but he is a very confident, capable young quarterback, and I think that he will be one of the strengths of this team. His statistics will not equal last year's, but he'll be a better quarterback.
Right, now, should I be concerned at all that it almost seems like LeSean McCoy's getting a little full of himself? Now he's got the Rolls Royce going on. He's been around all over the country telling people he's the best running back. Is he changing at all? Or is that just some idle time before a season?
That's all that is. And okay. That's just shady being shady. He is a warm, fun-loving guy. He has a passion for football. There have been certain athletes in different sports, Angelo, you watch them perform. Pete Rose had that. You knew he was having fun out there. You see quarterbacks at times who really seems to be having fun. Joe Montana was like that. And Shady McCoy is like that. He's out there, and he is on his stage, and he is just having a ball and enjoying every single second.
All right, so that's good. What people may not know, Merrill understands defense with the greats. Merrill, what are you seeing on that side of the ball? Because that was the weak spot on the team. Does it look better to you just watching him work out here?
Angelo, this defense was a lot better than its statistics at the end of last season. When you look at the season as a whole, a lot of those bad stats, negative stats, came earlier in the season. They evolved, and they have a tremendous defensive coordinator in Billy Davis, and he has a wonderful staff under him. They asked him a question the other day about, is this what a Bill Davis defense is all about? And he said, please don't call it a Bill Davis defense. It's our defense. Every coach has a part in this. It's a group, and it's a defense that is getting better and better and better because it is well taught, and he's put good people into the spots. Malcolm Jenkins is going to make a big difference. And Nate Allen is a player who struggled in his first couple of years because of injuries, because of coaching staff changes. It never stayed the same. But now Nate knows what he's doing. He can contribute. The corners are awfully good. Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher, these guys can play. Nolan Carroll is going to help. It's got more depth. And a couple of players like Fletcher Cox and Michael Kendricks will come into their own.
I'm going to tell you something, Merrill. This is the last thing I want to say. I want to congratulate you on this honor Philly Mag gave you. It's well-deserved.
And, thank you. I appreciate it. As I said, there have been a lot of wonderful voices. It's nice to be included. And if people appreciate you, it makes it even more gratifying. But believe me, I am the one who is so thankful that I can get behind that microphone every Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever it is and be broadcasting Eagles football. Because I have always said, it, and you know how much I love to play golf, if it was a choice between playing Augusta or doing an Eagles preseason game, I would play the. I would do the Eagles preseason game. That's how much I love doing
it. And it comes through every single time you do a game. But, Merrill, on my bucket list, this is my own bucket list, one of the things that needs to happen before I finally keel over, which is imminent, by the way,
no,
is to listen to Merrill Reese call the final seconds in a Super Bowl victory by the Philadelphia Eagles. And I don't think I'm speaking alone there. Merrill, how much would that mean to you?
It would mean so much to me, not because I am calling the final seconds of an Eagles Super Bowl victory, but because these fans who live and die with this team, who put everything they have into every single game, are finally justifiably rewarded with a Lombardi Trophy. It's for them. They are the people who deserve it more than anybody, and I would go along for the ride, and believe me, I would savor every single second. But the great thing would be that the Eagles fans finally get what they need and deserve.
You are truly a great, my friend. Merrill, we look forward to this. I look forward to talking to you many times during a magical season ahead. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Ange. Have a great day.